Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
But right now, let's say hello to the owner of our Atlanta Falcons.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Of him, Arthur Blank. And Arthur, congratulations.
Arthur getting a round of applause from the studio audience here.
Congratulations on everything. First and foremost, you know, you are deserving to be inducted into the Falcons Ring of Honor. But I want to ask you about the hospital, too, because I know how close that is to your heart.
Right.
And the new Arthur M. Blank Hospital ribbon cutting is September 27th. Talk to me about this project. And Mike and I were talking about it. We're driving down 85.
We see your name. See that new Children's Healthcare Hospital. Amazing.
Well, it is amazing. The hospital itself is at 2 million square feet. It's the largest medical facility ever built in the state of Georgia. The gift that we are fortunate enough to be able to share with them is the largest ever in the history of the United States to a single pediatric hospital. So, you know, to be able to make that kind of contribution to a facility that's going to, you know, take care of our young people, you know, forever, and for their parents and for their caregivers and families, I think is an incredible opportunity for us. It's really not about us. It's really about, you know, and it's really even not about the building itself. It's about the doctors, the nurses, the staff, the folks within those four walls, the 2 million square feet that are going to provide that level of care to our young people. And our young people, as we all know, are about a third of the population of the United States and 100% of our future. So we need to take care of our kids for sure and their families.
It is Arthur Blank with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Speaking of the kids, I think the kids stayed up Monday night to celebrate. That's,
they did.
I said it's one of the biggest wins, in certainly in your stewardship of the franchise, for what it maybe represents and maybe changing direction for us.
Yeah, Mike, I think you're right. I mean, I look back on it, and it's, you know, last minute and 39 seconds, and to see what the offense was able to do. Our defense, as all listeners know, have played well in the first two games. We kicked off some rust, I think, in the first game, and I think we got running the ball and passing the ball, obviously, much better in game two. And you saw that all come together in that last drive, and Kirk Cousins did an unbelievably great job for us in providing that leadership that we knew he had and knew he was fully capable of, and has demonstrated that for, you know, his 12 now going on 13 years. So we're excited about where we are, and we have a huge game Sunday night. You know, in the NFL, if you have a loss, you can't carry that very long, because otherwise you're going to repeat the loss again. And with a victory, you got to move past it, celebrate it, and move forward to get ready for the next opponent. In this case, Kansas City Chiefs, who've won the Super Bowl the last 2 years, obviously one of the very premier teams in the National Football League. So we'll have to play at our best, but we're looking forward to the challenge and to have it on national TV. It's the first time we've been on Sunday Night Football in 5 years.
Wow.
So we're excited about that opportunity as well.
Yeah, we said that to Coach Ra yesterday, Arthur. It's Arthur Blank, our owner, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We said, you know, it's been a while, and he kind of shook his head at us, and he said, I know, I was here. Like, I remember how long it's been. And it's like, you know, he understands the importance of the fan base coming out and how big of a game this feels like it's going to be. Arthur, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. I know you probably answered it, but for Mike and I, you know, the whole quarterback thing, we love Kirk. We love what he's shown us. This is why we went out and acquired him. But when they came to you and said, we want to draft one in the top 10, everybody around the country always asked me, did the owner know? Was the owner in on it? How much was this the owner? How much did, was it just a simple okay from you? How did that play out?
Well, it played out fully with my support. I mean, obviously, Terry Fontenot, our general manager, Raheem, personnel, and to some extent coaching staff. I mean, the thing you don't want to do is be left in the spin cycle without a great quarterback in the National Football League. It's a hard place to be. It's a hard place to have kind of success, given the importance of that position in the NFL. We have great confidence in Kirk Cousins. We have a four-year contract with him. You know, hopefully it'll play out the 4 years and continue at the level that he's capable of and he's shown us he's capable of. But we want to be able to have a healthy transition whenever that ends, stops, move into the next to the next franchise quarterback. And I think our personnel folks and coaching staff felt that Michael Penix was an extraordinary talent and it was worthwhile investing in him. That eighth pick, and at some point, whenever that is, when you have a transition, we have a smooth transition. And you can look at the model what, you know, Green Bay has done when they moved on from Aaron Rodgers to, you know, Jordan Love. They have a world-class quarterback now, and there's been other examples that are like that throughout the NFL. And you try to make sure you can get that successful transition, and that was it's an investment in the future. And while at the moment it may not seem like the most important need, when you get 2, 3, 4 years down the road, whenever that point may come, let's say 4 years down the road, you want to be ready in that position. Because the penalty, the cost of not being ready, we've seen that in our own franchise more recently. And you see it in other teams' franchises as well. So I think it was great forward thinking by our leadership. I give credit to Raheem and Terry and their staffs. And I'm fully supportive.
It is Arthur Blank with us, guys, here on the WadeFord.com hotline. We're live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. So we've talked about your legacy here. When you take over from the Smith family, I remind some younger audience who don't remember, you dropped ticket prices to $10 and $300 level. We packed Georgia Dome, sign off on trading for Mike Vick. You know, we talk about bringing soccer here, the stadium, a legacy. Now we get World Cup. And more importantly, Arthur, now we get free hot dogs in honor of your induction into the Ring of Honor. And are we gonna run out of hot dogs on Sunday night?
Mike and Carl, and all of our listeners, and we're really concerned about Mike and Carl. We limited to two free hot dogs per person. The chips, and we thank Levy, our partner, our food and beverage partner. We thank Coca-Cola for their support. And really, you know, this food and beverage philosophy we've put in place with fan-friendly pricing, which has been in place since the stadium was opened up in 2018, has gotten the recognition from our fans, which is the most important folks. You use the word owner and steward. I would always say I use the word steward, not owner, because that's what I consider myself to be, a steward for our fans. We wanted to find ways to say thank you, show the deepest appreciation we can for our fans, for everything they give us, their time, their energy, their resources, their commitments, and it's one way we can do it. In this case, we've gone beyond fan-friendly. We've gone super fan-friendly, which means for nothing. So instead of $2 for a hot dog and, you know, $3 for a Coke, whatever it may be, and chips, you can have all that for free. So it's just a recognition of a way of saying thank you to our fans for everything that they bring to us, their energy and everything else they bring to us. So
it's going to be a lot of fun on Sunday night. There's no doubt about it. And I think, you know, for the fan base, Arthur, and I'm sure you sense this, you know, being out and about, like, people are excited about our team. I mean, you know,
real
and that makes us feel good. We talk about it all the time. We talk about this team every day, and it's one of those things where I said to Mike, everybody is talking about the Falcons.
Yeah. Well, I think that's true, but, you know, you can't – I mean, I think we know this, and our fans know this too, is that, you know, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. We got two games behind us. We're pleased the way we played on defense, certainly in both of the games. As I said earlier, got a little rust kicked off game one. We played well in game two, both on the ground and passing the ball. So, you know, I'm excited about where we are, but, you know, every Sunday is a battle, not just against the Kansas City Chiefs, but whoever we're playing, it is a battle in the National Football League. So we're focused, we have our head down, we're as intentional as we could possibly be, and I think we're well-positioned. But, you know, we have to go out and compete and perform. And I think we have the roster to do it. I think the fact that someone like Jesse Bates got Defensive Player of the Year list last week, the National Football League, beyond him personally, it's more symbolic, I think, of our entire team. And he symbolizes really the best of our veteran population as well as our young players. So we're excited about where we are and look forward to Sunday and take it from there. But tremendous thank you to our fans for their incredible commitment to the franchise. And they should always know that we're totally, fully, 100%, 1,000% committed to being great stewards for them in every possible way that we can be, both on and off the field.
And one thing for certain, I know nobody wants to win more than you do. And the idea that maybe, you know, the worm has turned and we've got some things that are really trending the right way. By the way, happy early birthday, 8 days away from your birthday. And what would a championship in the NFL mean to you?
Well, it would mean a lot to me, but not for me. It would mean a lot to me for our fans and for our coaches and for our players. Everybody connected to the franchise. And it's never really about me. It's who I represent. It's who I support, who supports our franchise. So I would love to see those rings, those championships, come to Atlanta more frequently than they have of late. And I think we have the leadership to be able to do that. But, you know, it's easy to say it. We got to go out and do it. And our fans know that, certainly, and I fully appreciate that.
All right, Arthur, before we let you go, Sunday's a big day. You're going into the Ring of Honor. What's your pregame meal? What are you eating? What do you do before these games, these big moments, Arthur Blank? What do you do?
Do you sleep in Bloody
really
Marys?
I usually don't eat very much. I mean, I'll eat, you know, this is a game we kick off at 8:20, but let's assume it's a normal 1 o'clock game. I'll usually have a fairly light breakfast, and then I'll normally don't eat something of significance until the end of the game. I'm just not able to eat. I'm so wired, my energy, my adrenaline, everything's at, you know, the highest possible level, and I'm so focused on the game. And it'll be this Sunday. I'll eat something certainly sooner, given the kickoff time, but, it'll be something easy to process, something easy that I can keep down, so... It's going to be very exciting, so I'm looking forward to Sunday night.
When you're on the yacht, is it burgers and brats? What do you do on the yacht?
It's a, It's a variety of food, Mike, and we'll have to make sure that you have an opportunity to share it at some point. But the food is good. But
I'll swab the decks.
Not really about me. It's always about our guests. So
right.
It's always about you. Arthur Blank, seriously, congratulations.
And thanks for you being such a great friend to us and always giving us the access. Carl mentioned that earlier. Yeah. You know, you've always been so great to us and the show over the years.
Come to my office, you idiots. Arthur, thank you. Well, congratulations.
You both have been incredible. Your station has been incredible. Your listeners are incredible. So we always want to show appreciation and thanks for everything you guys do for us, truly. So I always enjoy hearing you both. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll see you Sunday. Arthur M. Yep. Blank Hospital, ribbon cutting September 27th, the grand opening September 29th, and he's getting inducted into
birthday,
the Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be a big week, man. So, Arthur Blank, thank you again.
We love you.
Yes, sir.
All right,
all right, guys.
You know what?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.